That was one of a number of hour-long songs from, the hour-long sequence of songs from David Rovick's latest contribution for March. If you subscribe to him on Patreon, and I recommend supporting him, of course, as I always do. And let's listen to a few more of his songs. We're going to kind of end the show with this. I've had a weary day, and I haven't gotten quite enough material to really want me to stretch it, make me want to stretch it to the end of the two-hour period. So we're going to let David do the singing, and I'll do the you'll do the listening, and I'll probably do the sleeping. So here we go. Thanks for listening, and if you have anything you want to report regarding ongoing behaviors of questionable authorities in Santa Cruz, particularly around folks who are outside, do give me a call at the Huff line, 831-423-HUFF, 423-4833. And I'll get back to you if I don't answer you immediately.
You can say you are a man of the people, and you have our interests in mind. You can say you stand with the working class, and you would march on our picket lines. You can say you're with the underdogs, not the billionaires on Wall Street. And you look so earnest as you shake the hands of all the good people you meet, but you don't fool me. No, you don't fool me. You can call yourself a man of action. You can say we've got to make haste. You can talk so convincingly about all the hazards we face. You can blather on about green jobs with nukes and natural gas. You can reminisce about your youth and the time that you smoked some grass. But you don't fool me. No, you don't fool me. Say you are a man of peace. You can talk like you know the score. Yeah, if you were in the Senate at the time, you would have voted against the war. You can say that every drone strikes a blow for liberty. You can claim this is not an empire. You just want everyone to be free. But you don't fool me. No. No, you don't fool me. Make a speech about hope and change. You can bring us all to tears. You can list all your accomplishments. Say, give us 4 more years. You can make the case your party is so different from the other. You can say you've got my back. You can call yourself my brother, but you don't fool me. No, you don't fool me.
Was 4 More Years by David Rovick, and it sounds like he's talking about our friend Obama. Barack Obama. Nobel Peace Prize guy who dropped more bombs than any other Nobel Peace Prize winner. President is now, of course, president. I wish we had more songs by him, or about him, I should say, which cut to the chase. But we had lots of songs about Trump and Bush, and maybe a few songs about Obama, like this one from David Rovics. I'm having trouble finding songs that really rip off the mask of Biden. Here's a few more songs from David Rovics' older album, If I Had a Hammer.
Wilson said he was an isolationist, and he would not send our young men off to die. But as soon as he won the race for president, that turned out to be just another lie. Truman said he wouldn't kill civilians, and he didn't want to hurt nobody's mom. But as soon as he had the opportunity, he went and dropped the atom bomb. Kennedy, he said he was a man of peace, but with the battle flag unfurled, he sent the U.S. Navy to the Cuban shore, and then he just about blew up the world. Democrats make me wanna vomit. Liberals make me wanna hack. They love to talk like they are friends of you and me, and then every time they stab us in the back. Every time they stab us in the back. Then there is that guy we know as LBJ. He was the one for Great Society. He sent his Air Force down to blow up Vietnam to make sure that those folks were good and free. Jimmy was the one who talked of human rights. Human rights for everybody, ha ha ha. He was opposed to dictatorships and torture. That's why he loved Suharto and the Shah. Democrats make me wanna vomit. Liberals make me wanna hack. They love to talk like they are friends of you and me, and then every time they stab us in the back. Every time they stab us in the back. Bill was from a little town in Arkansas. He was just another Joe. That's why when all the people said don't do it, he went and signed the WTO. Some people, they might think I'm cynical, and I don't know why that would be. So even though they voted for the war, now I'm going for Barack and Hillary. Democrats make me wanna vomit. Liberals make me wanna hack. They love to talk like they are friends of you and me, and then every time they stab us in the back. Democrats make me wanna vomit. Liberals make me wanna hack. They love to talk like they are friends of you and me, and then every time they stab us in the back. Every time they stab us in the back. Robert Ross was from Ross Trevor. He was born in County Down. His family was given land there by the British Crown. He was a man born of the gentry, born with wealth and fame, but he joined the British Army to serve his queen and make his name. In the Napoleonic Wars, he fought in many lands, in Holland and in Spain and the far-off Egyptian sands. He was wounded there in battle, came back to fight another day, and he was sent off to attack the USA. York had been sacked and burned by invading Yankee men, but the Canadians regrouped, chased the Yankees home, and then the British Navy made its way to the shores of D.C. town, where General Ross burned the White House down. The year was 1814. The U.S. was in retreat. It was a Canadian victory, an American defeat. Without the French to help them, they got their ass whipped by the Crown when General Ross burned the White House down. Had just been constructed only 12 years before, but it had to be rebuilt soon after this disastrous war. The president turned tail and ran like a raggedy clown when General Ross burned the White House down. He was killed a few months later. Irish rebels stopped him in his tracks. He was buried in Nova Scotia, in the town of Halifax. He might have been forgotten, but he'll forever be renowned. He's the man who burned the White House down. White House down.
And those last two were Democrats Make Me Want to Vomit and The Man Who Burned the White House Down, which of course is about the War of 1812. Played both of those songs in recent weeks or perhaps recent months. And I'm going to end it here. Thank you for listening again. And if I can get it together, I'll talk at you again on Sunday.